We are in the middle of the Christmas season. Perhaps it's helpful if we reflect again on how this season is structured. It always starts with the octave from the Christmas Eve up until last night, yesterday's Feast of the Solemnity of Mary. So 8 days celebrating the birth of Jesus. That's the first part of Christmas. The third part of Christmas starts tomorrow, Epiphany, and it goes from Epiphany up until the baptism. So this year, that's also an octave, 8 days from Sunday to Sunday. It's not always 8 days, but usually is. And then there's this middle section, which this year happens to be today, one day, the days between the octave and Epiphany. And this section doesn't have a name. Sometimes it's just called from January 2nd to Epiphany, or weekdays of Christmas, or days before Epiphany. So it's the in-between section. Now, it could be longer or shorter. This is about as short as it can be because it's only one day. We happen to be here standing between two great solemnities. Yesterday, Solemnity of Mary, tomorrow, Solemnity of the Epiphany. So we're in this little sandwich between solemnities. But if Christmas fell on a Monday, for example, well, then we would have more days in this section, and Advent would have been shorter. So it is a bit of flexing. Advent this year was a little bit longer, so this section of Christmas is shorter. Well, what are we to ponder in this middle section? We're between the visit of the shepherds to the Holy Family and the visit of the Magi to the Holy Family. So we could reflect on the experience of the Holy Family between these two visits, between the visit of the poor and the visit of the rich, between the visit of the local people and the visit of the foreigners. And there's a lot that happened there. We don't know many of the details, but we could reflect on the experience of Joseph and of Mary and of Jesus. That was how my reflections went yesterday. Since it was the Feast of Mary, I was reflecting on the experience of the Holy Family. Another direction we could take, and this is what I'd like to do this morning, is to reflect on the experience of the Magi before they arrive in Jerusalem and Bethlehem. Because symbolically, that's where we are. The Messiah has been born, but the Magi have not yet found him. So they're on this journey from their homeland in the east toward, they think they're going toward Jerusalem, looking for the newborn king of the Jews. They represent us on our pilgrimage of faith, the journey of searching for the Lord, searching for the will of God, searching for communion with God. So that's, we're in a sense all Magi now, and we're on this journey of search. Tomorrow we celebrate finding the Lord, but today we're not there yet. So we can think, well, what were these Magi doing? What were they experiencing? They had seen the star, that was the main thing. They saw a star, and they had an inner conviction that this star was a sign that they had to obey, had to follow. It doesn't mean they knew everything about it, but they had enough to go on. So they had an external, a motivator or an indicator, and then they had an internal conviction. Now, we have that. We have things given to us from outside. We actually have much more than a star. We have the scriptures, we have the church, we have the sacraments, we have the Blessed Mother, we have the whole history of the church, we have so many things, all the saints. We have Saint Basil and Saint Gregory. We have lots of stars. But then we also have our own experience of faith, something burning within us, which gives us the energy to follow the star, to follow the light that has been given to us. Okay, so that's the situation of the Magi. And they're some distance away. So as they travel, they are continually seeking indications, confirmations, evidence of what God wants them to do. Now, they were not Jews, but they must have encountered somewhere along the line something of the Jewish traditions, because by the time they get to Jerusalem, they're saying, where's the newborn king of the Jews? So why would they care who the king of the Jews is unless they had some sense of what the Jews believed and what the Jews expected? So even if they themselves were not of that tradition, they had been exposed to it. So they must have had some exposure to the prophets. Now, I mention this because in today's gospel, the Jews ask John the Baptist about who he is and how he fits into this tradition. Are you Elijah? Are you the prophet? Are you the Messiah? They're doing something like what the Magi would be doing. What is the evidence of God's will? How is God's plan unfolding before us here? And how do you fit into it? John does what every authentic prophet does. He says, I'm not the one you're looking for, but I am pointing toward the one. Elijah was not the Messiah. The prophet, Moses, was not the Messiah. John the Baptist is not the Messiah, but they all point in the direction. So they all become stars shining light on the coming of the Lord. Now, of course, John the Baptist's mission was after the Magi came, so we're playing a little bit with the chronology. But we can think of the Magi seeking in the writings of the prophets some light. And something indicated to them to go to Jerusalem, the star. And then they kept on pursuing what they found to be authentic. And this is what we are to do. If something is true, then it's true. If something comes from God, it comes from God. And we can trust it. We can follow it. We don't have to understand it all, but we have to be willing to follow. John the Baptist says, okay, I am not the one you're looking for, but I am pointing the way, the one who is coming. There are also, however, liars. There are inauthentic sources, deceivers. This comes up in today's first reading, which is why I bring this up. The very first line of today's first reading, who is the liar? What kind of a question is that? Are we looking for liars? Well, yeah, we have to identify who the liars are, who do not direct us toward God. Whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ, whoever denies the Father and the Son, this is the Antichrist. So whoever opposes truth, whoever opposes Jesus Christ, is not an authentic guide for us, not a star. In the case of the Magi, Herod was an antichrist. He did not want to join them in worshiping the newborn king of the Jews. He wanted to destroy the newborn king of the Jews. First of all, he thought of himself as the king of the Jews. And if anyone was a newborn king of the Jews, he probably thought it would be his own son. I don't know if Herod had a son then. I can't remember the order of things. But Herod was not interested in having someone else show up and threaten his lineage and his power. So he stands in the tradition of what this first reading calls the liar or the deceiver or the antichrist. And in our pilgrimage of faith, there are people like this, sources like this, people who will stand against the truth. Now, we don't always know why they do that. Maybe they themselves are deceived. Often they are, or they're ignorant. Usually they're not entirely malicious, as if they really are out to deceive. But there are some people who really are out to deceive and oppose Jesus Christ. Our discernment here and this pilgrimage of faith is to figure out what things are true and what things are not true. what are stars and what are not stars. Herod, in spite of himself, does give the Magi some indication of where to go. He even consults the scripture scholars and gets this confirmation that the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem. And so he tells the Magi, well, he's going to be born in Bethlehem. He was already born. So the Magi are able to figure out what from the mouth of Herod is true. They got something from him, even though he himself was Antichrist. He spoke the truth. So they take the truth and leave the rest behind. And this is where we are. Take what is true, even if it comes from an unreliable source. None of us is entirely reliable. But all of us are on the path, and we're children of God, and something of what we do and say is an indication. So we can help one another on this journey, and we can also help one another identify what is not going to help us on the journey. We are to remain in the Father and the Son, remain in the truth, remain faithful to the promise given to us, remain in the anointing that we have received. This is all language of St. John in the first reading. We have enough to go on. We have the power of the Holy Spirit given to us in the sacraments. We have the Word of God. Every day, the liturgy gives us the word. So when we hear other words, anti-words, or when we hear substitutes for the gospel, we have the ability to be able to see, wait a minute, that's not true. That's going to lead me in a wrong direction. So if we are magi, if we're going to be wise, we need to use this anointing that we have received. Make good use of the stars that are shining for us and be willing to follow in faith. And when we follow in faith, of course, we will find Jesus. Jesus in the arms of Mary, Jesus under the protection of Saint Joseph. So in this middle day of the Christmas season, we take the wisdom given to us and we get up and follow it. Thank you.